They're serving life in prison without parole for murdering their parents in 1989.
We're very sure not only that the brothers have rehabilitated and that they will be safe to be reintegrated in our society, but that they have paid their dues.
CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti says it's not without controversy.
D.A. Garcon starting off saying that his office was divided on this decision, but going on to say, and I'm quoting here, I came to a place where I believe under the law, resentencing is appropriate, and he defined what that means. He's going to recommend parole immediately.
Menendez relatives say new evidence shows that the brothers were abused by their father. There are 12 days until Election Day, and the presidential candidates are rallying hard. For the first time as candidate, Vice President Harris and former President Barack Obama shared the stage in the Atlanta area.
All these years later, Barack Obama, I say to you, your friendship and your faith in me and in our campaign means the world.
Former President Donald Trump tells supporters at a rally in Tempe, Arizona, if he's elected.
No tax on tips, no tax on overtime, and no tax on Social Security benefits for our seniors. No tax. And I will terminate Kamala's insane electric vehicle mandate, and we will end the Green News scam.
He wraps up his night at a rally in Las Vegas. A pair of Colorado funeral homeowners accept a deal in one of two cases they face. And CBS's Peter King says this one did not involve nearly 200 decomposing bodies.
Owners John and Carrie Halford were also accused of spending nearly $900,000 in COVID relief funds on luxury trips and goods. They faced 15 federal fraud charges. In a plea deal, they've pled guilty to one charge of conspiracy to commit wire fraud. Prosecutors agree to ask for maximum 15-year sentences. The decomposing bodies are part of a separate fraud case.
The owner and operator of the ship that caused Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse will pay over $100 million for the cleanup in a Justice Department settlement. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, everyone. If you or someone you know were diagnosed with lung cancer or mesothelioma, listen up, because you could be entitled to significant compensation. We have legal professionals standing by right now to take your call, and they'll tell you if you qualify for a cash settlement. Call 800-570-0200. That's 800-570-0200. Call now and find out how much money you could potentially get.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Did you know that Wendy's has any size soft drinks for just a buck? Yeah, any size, anytime. Like a dollar Coke, dollar Sprite, or even a dollar Strawberry Fanta. Okay, could we like maybe switch up the sound effect, please? Because I'm losing it. Wow, no, not that. Any size soft drink for just a buck? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. A la carte only. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
A bark of approval for plastic slip-ons for pooches.
Crocs says it's sold out of its new line of boot clogs for dogs in less than a day. They go for $50 a pair and come in three different sizes in shades of hot pink and green. Interested pet owners can go online to find out when they'll be back in stock or check out resale websites. And by the way, you can dress up like a croc for Halloween. The company's selling customizable costumes in the shape of giant green clogs with giant gibbets charms to match. They come in variations of right and left. Perfect for coordinating couples. Those go for $30 each. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
The number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits fell last week, but the number of those collecting benefits rose. The Labor Department reports applications for jobless claims fell by 15,000 to 227,000 for the week of October 19th. Continuing claims rose by 28,000 to 1.9 million. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, a few showers and storms around. Lows close to 50. Sunshine returns for Friday and Saturday, highs upper 50s. Sunshine and highs in the low 60s Sunday. Even warmer to start the work week next week, highs jump into the 70s. It's 60 right now.
Spread Conference Center, local news and timeless hits.
this, I'll just take your glasses.
Stranger in the black sedan, I want you to hop inside my car. I got pictures, got candy, I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, baby, I'll take you anywhere you want to go. I'm your vehicle, woman, by now I'm sure you know that I love you, I need you, I want you, got to have you tried. Great God in heaven, you know I love. Hollywood. But if you want to stay just like you are, you know, I think you really should. I'm your vehicle, baby, I'll take you anywhere you want to go. I'm your vehicle, woman, by now I'm sure you know that I love you, love you. I need you, need you. I want you, got to have your child. Great God in heaven, you know I love. I got pictures, candy, I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, baby, I'll take you anywhere you want to go. I'm your vehicle, woman, by now I'm sure you know that I love you, I need you, I want you, I get to have you. Great God in heaven, you know I love. God in heaven, you know I love you.
You've always tuned to 1400 WRJN. Now you can hear the timeless hits on FM 2 in Racine. It's on 99.9 FM. In Kenosha, 98.1 FM. So whether it's AM or FM, you'll find them. Local news and timeless hits around the clock on WRJN.
Runnings in Burlington wants to help you gear up for fall. From power tools and holiday decor to get your yard festive, to hunting gear and accessories for traps, bows, and firearms to keep you in the game all season. Plus, throughout November, for every bag of Kalmbach feeds you buy, Runnings will make a donation to Samaritan's Purse to aid hurricane relief efforts. Stay safe and warm as temperatures drop with everything you need for your home and farm. Stop by today, Runnings in Burlington on Milwaukee Avenue. They're your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
Comedian, journalist, and fellow Midwesterner Charlie Behrens is bringing a live episode of his Cripescast podcast to the Vivarium on October 29th. Presented by WRJN and Civic Media. He'll be joined by Dan Schaefer, Civic Media political editor and founder of the Recombobulation Area, to talk about why your vote is essential to keep her moving this November. Charlie provides the punchlines while Dan breaks down the key ballot issues. Proceeds from the event will benefit the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Tickets on sale now at PabstTheaterGroup.com.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. It's Wisconsin and Penn State at Camp Randall Stadium. Our coverage begins at 4:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 99.9 FM, 1400 AM, WRJN.
WRJN.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
told me I could.
I asked to see her and she told me I could.
Something tells me I'm into something good.
Something tells me I'm into something. Something tells me I'm into something.
And timeless favorites, WRJN.
Everybody's doing a brand new dance now.
Come on, baby, do the locomotion.
I know you'll get to like it if you give it a chance now.
I see people turn their heads and quit.
If you're listening to our timeless hits on 1400 AM WRJN, welcome back. If you've just discovered that WRJN is on FM 2, well, welcome for the first time. So whether it's AM or FM, we've got local news and timeless hits here on WRJN, AM or FM.
Someone who needs me, someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I do. Oh, someone warm like you would make sorrow hurt me, not like it's hurt me before. For once I have something I know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore. For once I can say, this is mine, you can't take it. Long as I know I have love, I can make it. For once in my life, I have someone who needs me.
Oh, is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Less than 2 weeks before Election Day, former President Donald Trump in Tempe, Arizona, promises no tax on tips or overtime and no tax on Social Security benefits for seniors. And as CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns reports,
if elected, former President Donald Trump pledged to immediately fire Special Counsel Jack Smith, the man overseeing two key investigations into him.
We got immunity at the Supreme Court. It's so easy. I would fire him within 2 seconds.
Smith is prosecuting Trump's efforts to overturn the 2020 election results and his withholding of classified documents.
Trump made his comments on the Hugh Hewitt Show. Bruce Springsteen sang at Vice President Harris's Atlanta area rally, and former President Barack Obama told the crowd,
if you elect Kamala Harris, she will not be focused on her problems, her ego, her money. She's going to be focused on you. She's going to be focused on you.
The district attorney in L.A. County recommends that Eric and Lyle Menendez be resentenced to life with parole. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
Without the Netflix and Peacock shows about the Menendez brothers and a district attorney who is up for re-election and who has resentenced other criminals during his tenure, the brothers might have spent the rest of their lives in prison. It is still up to a judge to determine whether they should be released immediately, whether the 3.5 decades they served in prison is appropriate for ordinary murder.
The brothers admitted killing their parents but said Eric had been sexually abused by their father for years. Three white men serving life sentences for chasing and killing Ahmaud Arbery in 2020 are asking a Georgia judge for a new trial. Arbery's father, Marcus.
My baby dead, gone, because he was a black man, dead in the grave. These three monsters are still living and still think they're supposed to have some rights when they kill somebody wrongfully.
The three men are also appealing federal hate crime convictions. Other fast food giants have removed onions from menus after the E.